guys. One day runs into the next. Seems like we were just here having a conversation moments ago, seconds ago, nanoseconds ago, and here we are into a different day. It's Wednesday, 21st of August. Situation here on the Good Day program is not static, status quo, although there are different voices that you may hear during the course of this hour and during the day today, because it's the time of year when people want to have a little time off. It's vacay time, but for those of us who don't take that vacation, those of us that are here in service to you, there are a number of things you probably need to know in order to be informed and interested in the conversation. So that's the job here as we go through things. We, includes me, Doug Steffen, Bob Klopfenstein, also lovingly referred to as Bob the K.
Or Marvin. Here.
Yes, Marvin as well. Marvelous Marvin has helped put a lot of information together so that we can be students of the day.
And it's in the form that it almost makes sense.
It does. Let's try it out and see what happens here and see if, as you make sense of it, you want to comment, talk about it at 888-302-3684. I think we fiddled around with the Twitter stuff and Facebook so that you've got a handle on that as well. Is that not the case?
Yeah.
Some of the things that are going on there. So at any rate, Egyptians... Walk Like an Egyptian. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Great song.
The Obama administration started withholding aid to the Egyptian military government. The administration quick to clarify that only some aid is being halted rather than a cancellation of all aid. Most Americans that I talk to, and you can echo that if you'd like to, at 888-302-DOUG, want all aid withheld. As a matter of fact, most Americans think that foreign aid is abused. It's one of those things when you hear people calling for a reinstatement of the sequester money, which isn't going to happen, thank heavens. That's my bias on it. The kind of waste and fraud and corruption that we have not only attached to most of the programs that we pay for as taxpayers in our country, but the kinds of things that we find out about what foreign aid is being used for. In some circumstances, what I found out over the years was when foreign aid became, it was first used to basically bribe people, and that's really how it's continued. We want people to be on our side, so we pay for our friends. The aid to Egypt started when the Suez Canal was built, in fact, and the essence of that aid came in the form of money that helped build the canal. The stipulation was, and this isn't really bad, that any money that we get or that we give to a country like Egypt to do something like the Suez Canal requires them to spend the money with American contractors. Thus, the Perini Corporation built the Suez Canal. That's how it worked.
What a deal.
Yeah, well, it was good
you
for them.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your.
Absolutely. Anyway, officials in some corners of government agreeing with the Obama administration's characterization of the Egyptian aid package. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont said that he had been told aid to Egypt has been halted. Even with the aid being halted, whether temporarily or permanently, the U.S. has still refrained from calling the military's takeover a coup. And that is the semantical way, according to the law anyway, that aid would be closed. So a coup requires ending all aid to whatever country has a coup. Because I guess the thinking is, we made a deal with the government. If it's not that government, then it's an illegitimate gift. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Bruce Allen, who discusses the impact the halting of aid has in Egypt with Steve Simon, who's the executive director of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
The United States has reportedly decided to temporarily suspend most direct military and economic aid to Egypt. The change coming after escalating violence and bloodshed between forces loyal to ousted President Morsi and the Egyptian military. Joining us live now is Stephen Simon, executive director of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, the United States. Good morning. Mr. Simon, this is a step that some people have been calling for, but how much of a difference can it make if aid is taken away by the United States and other countries simply replace it?
I don't think it will make a difference. It may make us, as Americans, feel a little better, but it won't achieve any change in the current political crisis in Egypt or advance American interests in any way.
Since we notice that Egypt is changing, there's a dramatic change among the people of Egypt, and they don't accept the status quo any longer, what does the United States need to do now to be able to have an influence over the policy in Egypt because it is so strategic in that part of the world?
I think in a situation like this, the best the United States can do is work quietly behind the scenes to encourage the generals who are now in effect running the country to find a way back to a democratic political process that leads to elections, particularly elections in which Islamist forces have some form of convincing political participation. But it's only behind the scenes work, I think, that will achieve this goal, if indeed the goal is possible. I mean, more broadly, I think the United States has to accept the fact that this is an internal Egyptian crisis that only the Egyptians really can resolve among themselves.
And in the past, we have given this aid, but to what benefit? I know there have been cases, more than one, where Egypt has received military aid and gone ahead and done what it wanted to, not necessarily what the United States wanted it to do.
Yeah, the United States has given quite a lot of aid over the years, ever since the Camp David Treaty was signed between Egypt and Israel, over 30 years ago. And what this aid has got us is peace, between continued peace between Egypt and Israel, counterterrorism cooperation, and priority access to the Suez Canal for American military forces transiting from the Atlantic to, the Middle East and South Asia. So it's Southwest Asia. So it's been quite important. It's gotten us all that, but what it will not get us are changes to Egypt's domestic politics. As far as the Egyptians are concerned, they're getting that aid in return for strategic cooperation, not in return for arranging their domestic political process in a way that makes Americans happy.
Yeah, I think that makes a whole lot of sense to me. This is not about whether or not we are involved in their internal politics. It makes a good deal of sense to have it neater, the relationship, shall we say, between Israel, other Middle Eastern states, and Egypt. So whether you see it that way or you don't, I was always told, I was pretty close to the State Department for a number of years during the Clinton era, taking on some pretty interesting and important trips, learning and talking about it on the air from places all over the Middle East and in Africa, and that was the sense that I got. It was aimed, all of the aid was pretty much aimed at bringing people together, the Israelis and the Egyptians, probably most notably after the 67 war. 888-302-3684. Back to this discussion, Egypt and aid and your calls. I think there are a lot of people who already want to be heard on this, so help yourself to the line. 888-302-3684 on Good Day at 15 after the hour.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You too. Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
The conversation is about Egypt, Egyptian aid, your thoughts on our relationship with them, the Muslim Brotherhood, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a radio host, Bill Handel, here on the Good Day program. He's got his own radio program in Los Angeles. He talks with his audience about how the U.S. handling of Egyptian aid is currently designed to provide the U.S. with a lot of flexibility.
It looks like the Obama administration has at least temporarily suspended military aid to Egypt. Now, this was one of those things where if we had determined that the military takeover and removal of Mohamed Morsi as president was a coup, if we labeled it a coup, this was one of the things that was going to have to happen based on our law. We will not give military aid to a military that takes over the country.
And we can't. And so the government... Now, the Obama administration is really good about explaining how the military taking over, deposing a democratically elected president is not a coup.
Right.
But it's like it's not sexual harassment. It's just inappropriate.
But it looks like they are treating it like a coup without calling it a coup.
Because they have flexibility. Because if assuming that they're treating it like a coup, they can uncoup it. See, it's not only is that a verb, to uncoup, to coup, but it also is a political machination. And there's really nothing else that the administration can do. The administration, by calling it a coup, is now in a corner. And the military is, they're our best shot in terms of our relationship with Egypt. Morsi stays in power, and you've got a fundamentalist Islam country on your hands, and a lot of people going, wait a minute, we don't want this. I'm willing to bet now the majority of Egyptians would vote him out, and he only won because of a plurality. He didn't win because there was a huge, overwhelming majority that wanted him. He won almost by default. That's getting so bizarre.
That it is, and he did win by default, and I think that Handel, as usual, in my read, has the correct assessment of the situation. What do you think? Callers up next here on what's going on in Egypt here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Some thoughts here on Good Day from you as we try to figure out or decide what the priorities are in the minds of people listening to these programs discussing the issues like Egyptian aid and what the whole foreign aid program is about. Here's a fellow in Florida who is an American of Egyptian birth, and he saw firsthand how the Muslim Brotherhood ruined Egypt. His name is Ahmed.
Look, I'm American Egyptian, and I spent a year and a half in Egypt last year, and I came back to the States on July the 4th, 4th of July. And what I want to say is that I saw what the Brotherhood had done to the country in a year time. They ruled for the very first time in the history of this country. First, they were just very, very extremist and prejudiced against all Christians in the country. The economy totally collapsed. The stock market collapsed. I was in Egypt trying to find gas for my car. You go around for hours and hours and sometimes for days. I saw businesses shutting down day and night. I saw factories have shortages of fuel everywhere. The Egyptian currency went down the drain, went down by about 50%. Tourism stopped totally. The country became very unsafe to travel and move around. So this is the picture that I saw in the year I lived in Egypt during the ruling of the Brotherhood. They wanted to really, they wanted women to wear veils. They've been really going to extremes, something that Egypt hasn't experienced at all in 5,000 years. The entire region, the Gulf region, all the people around in the neighborhood want to back up the army. So why would the U.S. want to go in the opposite direction?
888-302-3684. Here's a Moses listening in New Jersey with a focus on the military having to stop intervening with what goes on in the government.
I think we are caught between a rock and a hard place, because on one hand, the Egyptians, they just had an election and they said they want a democracy. If they really want a democracy, why don't let it run its course and you have another election and you vote the people out? Because at the way they're going now, they'll never have a democracy, because every time the military don't agree with somebody, they have a coup. And so it's up to the Egyptians themselves. And I think it's really sad, because all the bloodshed's shed for nothing. If they really want a democracy, let it run their course. It's just like we don't agree with, a lot of us don't agree with, people don't agree with Obama. But we have our election. Same thing, our mayors and all our elections. And that's the way democracy works.
We ought to fix it. Well, we don't really have a democracy anyway, a representative republic, that every time we were upset with our leaders, we could have call for an election like they do in Italy. I think that might be better than the process we have now. Up next here is John in Pennsylvania with more thoughts on the aid side of this.
Aid has never been for democracy, and the reason that we give aid to Europe and Israel, I mean to Egypt and Israel primarily, is we give them the $1.3 billion and $3 billion per year so they can buy weapons from the United States. That's where tear gas comes from that is used on the people over there. That's where white phosphorus is used on or purchased by the Israelis. It's cluster bombs. It's all sorts of jets and things. That's why we give aid, so we can boost our military spending or our arms trade with those countries. It's not about democracy.
I think that you're on to something there, sir. I think you may be right in no small measure. All right, so we've spent this first part of the program talking about Egypt. Let's move on to some other things. Al Jazeera has launched an American channel. Let's talk about that in a moment here.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want everybody today to take a look at your cell phone and ask yourself the following question. Is it time for me to upgrade my cell phone? And if you've just recently upgraded, ask yourself why. What was wrong with the cell phone that you had, or in fact, what is wrong with the cell phone you have right now? Probably the answer is nothing, but there are so many upgrades that are available. And yes, when our contract is up, or when the phone company allows us to, we in fact are going to upgrade because we want better. We want more. We want more features. Now what I want you to do is take a look at yourself in the mirror. When are you going to be upgrading yourself? When are you going to say to yourself, you know, I'm good as I am, but there are more things that I would like to add to my life. There are more things I would like to add to my skills and talents. And by the way, my apps that people can use to make their life and my life better. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
About 33 minutes after the hour, you deserve to have a balanced presentation. I think that's probably the best way of putting it, of the important stories of the day, and that's what my aim is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fair and balanced. Yes.
Fair and balanced, right, yeah. It's, well, I really mean it. That's the only difference. The voice of Bob Kay here to help me work our way through. All right. So in terms of social media, Twitter, @GoodDayShow, and also Facebook.com/GoodDayShow, you had and I had discussed a couple of different things. So where are people going with comments on the items? And you can headline the items if you'd like to, Mr. Klopfenstein.
I'm sorry. I was distracted for a second.
Yeah? You're sorry about not hearing what I said.
Yes, I am.
Okay. The essence of what's on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You did... I'll need a minute for that.
All right, so let me go to the discovery, and actually not the discovery, the final installment of secretly recorded phone calls and meetings from the Nixon era. President Nixon's White House, you'll remember, had installed a taping device, which was responsible for his downfall, as it turns out. That wasn't obviously the plan. He wanted to be able to have this history a record. Some people said it was his ego. But the last of the tapes will be released today, which basically will be the final chapter in a long-running campaign for public access so that you can hear these wonderful memories of Watergate.
Investigation of the Democratic Party thing. We're back in the problem area because the FBI is not under control, because Ray doesn't exactly know how to control it. And they have, their investigation is now leading into some productive areas because they've been able to trace the money, not through the money itself, but through the bank, you know, sources, the banker. So, and it goes some directions we don't want it to go. Also, there have been some things like an informant came in off the street to the FBI in Miami with a photographer, a best friend, who's a photographer who developed some films for this guy, Parker. And the films had pictures of Democratic National Committee letterhead documents. There's things like that that are filtering in. Mitchell came up with it yesterday. And John Dean analyzed very carefully last night and concurs now with Mitchell's recommendation that the only way to solve this, and we're set up beautifully to do it, in fact, that the only network that paid attention to last night was NBC, who did a massive story on the Cuban thing.
that the way to handle this now is for us to have Walters call Pat Gray and just say, stay the hell out of this. This business here, we don't want you to be heard of. That's not an unusual development. And that would take care of Pat Gray.
All right, so you hear a little bit of Nixon. That's Bob Ehrlichman, I think.
Him.
Oh, that was Haldeman. Okay, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, that bunch. We all remember their names. And if you don't know who those people are, man, what a horrible job history teachers are doing in bringing you the information that helped shape this country in no small way, certainly in the 70s anyway. There were 3,000 hours of those tapes that were started in February of 71 and went till July of 73. They've been released by the National Archives and Records Administration. Who knew there even was a National Archives and Records Administration? The final installment that will come out today covers the 3 months when Watergate was closing in on Nixon. He forged ahead with Soviet peace talks at the same time, worked to cement Chinese relations, and welcome home prisoners of war from Vietnam. This is a pretty big release in terms of volume and I think importance because of the time period. So as these things become more a part of the landscape, I'm betting that there are going to be a bunch of stories about this for the rest of the week. Some of the things unveiled, a lot of documents, declassified items, intelligence analysts, overview of Vietnam, another, I think actually of the 3,000 hours of tapes, about 700 hours that are coming out today. So we go back to the re-election committee breaking into Watergate, and that's sort of what that discussion was about that you heard there. It's pretty interesting and very much a part of American history, and it ought to be something that is the subject of lots of time in the classroom, I think, anyway. 888-302-3684. So I said yesterday, for people that didn't realize it, I think a lot of folks remember when it was announced that Al Jazeera is going to buy the old Al Gore cable channel, and pretty much everybody figured, okay, the next day Al Jazeera would be on. Well, that wasn't the case. Al Jazeera did not take over right away. As a matter of fact, they didn't take over until yesterday. So now they have an American channel. A lot of people are jeering at Al Jazeera, as you can imagine. There are a couple of radio programs. What we do here in this program, especially in this hour, is take a lot of audio from various programs that we monitor in order to sort of set the tone for the discussions, and then you can react as you will or learn from it as you will. We go to the radio program hosted by Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson. Here they talk with a New York Times reporter named Brian Stettler, who overviews the launch of Al Jazeera.
Ready to turn the test runs into the real thing. It is launch day for Al Jazeera America. In fact, at this hour, it has launched. Al Gore's former Current TV has turned off the lights in more than 45 million homes. It is now the home of the U.S. affiliate of Al Jazeera. The network has hired many veterans of U.S. television and is the most ambitious American TV news venture since Fox News Channel was launched back in 1996. But it's already facing plenty of skepticism and a lot of criticism.
Joining us now live to talk about it, Brian Stelter, media reporter for the New York Times. Hey, Brian.
Hi there.
So are you watching it currently?
Wish I could, but unfortunately the channel is not available in every home across the country. And here in New York, it's pretty hard to gain access to it. It's a little easier in D.C., so you all have a better position. But I have been watching through a little secret way that I've got as a media reporter. And I know what they've done their first hour is basically come on and said, here's why we're different. Here's what makes us special. Uh-huh. Their argument to consumers in this video there right now is what we get from television news right now is too opinionated. It's too entertainment-oriented. It's too silly. They're bringing us a more serious version of the news. At least that's their pitch, and we'll see if viewers like it.
Well, CNN at times has been sort of the network of record in terms of providing that sort of thing of more fact-based, unbiased, in-depth
right.
news. At least it likes to tell people that that's what they do. Can you see Al Jazeera America sticking to that formula and being a success?
You're right that is the way it's been positioned in the past. Fox News and MSNBC, meanwhile, are more opinionated channels with more political programming. Al Jazeera seems to want to be above all of that. It seems to almost want to be like a 24-hour version of PBS. Now, a lot of people, if you ask them on the street or if you ask them on Twitter, they'll tell you they want that on television. They want a sober, straightforward newscast. Then again, the ratings for television tend to indicate that the more opinionated, more entertaining channels tend to do better. So we'll see if viewers really are up to what they say they're up for, which is a more sober look at the news.
Do you think Al Jazeera's history will get in the way when it comes to viewers?
Well, they're trying very hard not to let it. You know, 10 years ago, Al Jazeera was demonized by the Bush administration. It was broadcasting Osama bin Laden videotapes. It was showing civilian deaths in Iraq. And the channel was described at that time as being anti-American propaganda. Now, I don't think everybody always believed that, and certainly fewer people believe that now than they did 10 years ago. Al Jazeera has won over some people by providing straightforward news on the Internet. And, you know, if you travel overseas and you turn on Al Jazeera in a hotel room, you'll see it's kind of typical news coverage, the same way the BBC or CNN provides. So if they get sampled, I think viewers will give them a chance. Now, of course, some people may never give them a chance at all because they think it's biased. But I have a feeling that if viewers actually turned it on, they might like what they find.
Really? All right. Anybody watched it so far? Not so good? 888-302-3684. Here's another radio guy, Mark Simone, who sort of derides the personnel that they've hired at Al Jazeera.
Oh, you know what starts today? I know you're going to want to watch this. You know, you get your cable bill and you say, what the hell am I paying all this money for? Your cable bill used to be $40. Now it's like $140. And it's because you got 800 channels. 800 channels. Who the... There's only... The average person watches maybe 10 channels. If you got really diverse taste, maybe you watch 25 channels. You're paying for 800. First of all, it's only like one through whatever that you watch. And then there's like 200 channels of stuff you never heard of in your life. Then there's like 100, every cable system has like 150 music channels that you don't need. Then there's, I mean, just endless channels. So here's one of them that you're paying for. Al Jazeera America debuts today. Al Jazeera America, they got new studios in the New Yorker Hotel at 8th Avenue and 34th, a real classy location. And they have hired the absolute, I mean, they must have splinters all over their hands from the bottom of the barrel, these people they've hired. Soledad O'Brien, who's bombed out in 9 different shows at CNN. David Schuster, who was too liberal even for MSNBC, even they threw him the hell out of there. Who else they got? It's just a bunch of... Whoever was fired everywhere, they've gathered up.
All right, so no good review there from Mark Simone. In a moment, we'll bring you some of the first audio that the reference, the earlier report that we had with the Times reporter, first audio from Al Jazeera, and see what you think about it. That's coming up next here on Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Day trips are continuing to be popular among American families this summer. According to a Harris poll, families with kids are choosing to spend their vacations at home, with more than 80% planning a summer staycation. Parents planning these trips will want to utilize their credit card rewards for things other than airfare and hotels. For these parents, it's essential to choose a card that offers rewards on all purchases and flexibility when it comes to redeeming those rewards. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Parents should find a rewards card that allows them to redeem their points for fun family activities over the summer, whether close to home or around the world. programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card make redeeming your travel rewards easy by allowing customers to apply points toward day trip expenses such as water parks, aquariums, or even the circus.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
It's August 20th, 2013.
From daily news on the hour to nightly current affairs.
We are here to tell the story the way it happens, as it happens.
We are here to report on issues that matter to America and the world beyond.
I'm Antonio Mora.
And I'm Rochelle Carey.
And this is Al Jazeera America.
All right, so that is how Al Jazeera went on the air yesterday. A lot of discussion about that. Who watched it? Here's Craig in San Jose. You saw Al Jazeera yesterday, sir?
Yes, I did take a look at it.
What'd you think?
And I thought it was pretty interesting because it gave a more in-depth news coverage. The one I specifically saw and learned a lot about was about Egypt. So the reporter was there, and it wasn't the usual 1.5 or 2 minute thing piece that you see on.
What did you learn? What did you learn that you didn't know?
Well, I was trying to figure out who was doing what over there between the Muslim Brotherhood and the other side. And so I got to see they went to both camps.
Well, it's interesting you say they went to both camps, and it was obvious because there are a lot of the detractors for Al Jazeera that say, basically because of its heritage, that it'll be pro-Muslim. You didn't feel that?
No, not at all. Actually, they spent more time with the other side. I can't remember the name right now.
Doug,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In network news, if you watch all of them, they all start with the same two or three stories. Who decides that? Who makes that decision?
Executive producers. If you watch, you know what the best way to get an answer to that, if you haven't seen The Newsroom, the HBO series which stars Jeff Davis, that tells you pretty much how it is a good story, and it's well produced, and it really does give you an idea about the inside workings of a newsroom. Craig, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. A little more of Al Jazeera here from yesterday.
This is Al Jazeera America.
Welcome to Al Jazeera America. A new channel from one of the world's biggest and fastest-growing media networks, creating original American programming from New York to San Francisco.
All right. So as I hear that, what I'm thinking is on Saturday Night Live this week, there's going to be a play on that. You can almost there has to be a Saturday Night Live response to that, if you will. Welcome to Al Jazeera Television. Welcome to the Good Day Show. It's 51 after the hour.
Alabama.
Tampa. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Bob Kay is here with me, and he's been following on Facebook and Twitter comments that you're making regarding our information from the Middle East, Egypt, comments on that. So, Bob, what do you have?
Well, these are on Egypt in particular. Elaine says, leave them alone. Tom says, I heard over the weekend a report that even with giving them military funding, we only had about 10% influence over them, so why waste the money? Justin says, America should not be involved in other countries. No funding to any other country or support. Victoria says, cut that funding now.
All right.
Loretta says, no more funding.
All right.
I think we are getting the idea.
Right. At least the idea from people who are listening to this program and want to comment. Right. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The continuing conversation about Obamacare brings us around to an excerpt from a program hosted by John Hines, where he discusses the ways that Republicans are still trying to defund Obamacare, and the person he's speaking to is Mary Noble of Politics Topics.
Hey, a couple of stories that are on the pages at politics.topics.com. One of them that pops to mind is this story. How was it headlined? Let me see if I've got it. Boehner stops apocalypse now by promising apocalypse later. Well, that story just rings of good cheer, doesn't it?
Yes, that gives us all something to look forward to. You've probably talked on your show about the fact that Republicans have been saying they want to shut down the government to prevent Obamacare from going into effect.
Yes, I've heard this. You know that, all right, they can 37 times in Congress repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, but that doesn't go anywhere. So instead, let's just let the government shut down. That will effectively defund the Affordable Care Act, and then it won't happen.
Right. Except that it will, right? Because Obamacare is funded by mandatory spending, and the defunding of the government is just for discretionary spending. So actually, all of the major provisions of Obamacare will still be funded. And that's why the Republican higher-ups like Boehner and Cantor, they realize that this strategy isn't really going to do anything. It's going to sort of please the base, but it's going to make the Republicans look bad, and it's also not going to actually defund Obamacare. So he came up with this new strategy of saying, well, we're not going to defund the government. Instead, what we can do is default on the debt ceiling, because that's a much bigger threat. You know, it risks the U.S. credit rating, mm-hmm. and it gives them a lot more leverage. So that's the apocalypse later.
Okay.
In the headline.
Apocalypse later versus apocalypse now. Hello. 888-302-3684. Here's to sort of cap this discussion, host Matt Murphy speaking with Scott Stanis, who's a reporter for the Chicago Trib. The paper ripped the president's legislation, the Obamacare, and, you know, he's from Chicago, so why would they do that?
The Chicago Tribune did not really write an editorial, and I'm wondering if you had anything to do with this. An editorial criticizing Obama and Obamacare and saying that we should just start over?
Yes, a little stunning. And in fact, you know, usually our editorials online get, you know, some play. They get about, I think it's average around 1,000, 2,000 views a day. Or we had, it was posted on Drudge. And just to show you the power of Drudge, we had, as of last night, there were over a million views of the editorial. And yeah, we came out and said that this is one big steaming pile. And it's not working, and we need to redo it. And it wasn't thought out. The repercussions are coming forward, and I wish we'd written this, you know, before. I wish the Chicago Tribune, which did endorse Barack Obama twice for the presidency, the only Democrat in the paper's storied history where that happened. So yeah, we're coming around. You know, when things aren't working, I guess finally people's eyes are opened.
What good will this do at this point? I mean, the media seems to accept the idea that this is just, it is what it is, and we have to learn to deal with it. A new report came out the other day that indicated that the Obama administration had missed over half of their deadlines set into the law. I mean, you and I know this is a dismal failure, but have the people come to, I mean, is it just something we're going to have to accept, or is there a taking it back?
Oh, la schmaz. Matt, that's such an old-fashioned notion with this with this administration. They're a 21st century administration. They don't have to follow those stinking laws. You know what? I had this discussion with a group of conservative friends last night, and you know, the conclusion was what the conclusion always is on government programs as viewed by the left, which is it's not the failure of the program. It's a failure that the program wasn't big enough.
All right, there is a wrap for this hour of Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.